This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Rossi, are you ready for some more good news?
You know I love some good news.
Well, all right, Mr. Matthews. First up, mazel tov to the happy couple, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. In Georgia, and Uproxx reports that the night of the wedding, Ben quoted a line from his own movie. The film he wrote and directed called Live by Night. J-Lo says it's one of her most favorite lines Ben has ever written. Do you want to know what it is?
Oh, you know I do. What is it?
Here we go. Okay. This is heaven right here. We're in it now.
Aw, that's sweet.
Rossi, if like Wellington was to write a piece of dialogue and say it to you, what would it sound like?
Oh my God. I mean, something like, Rossi, you're perfect in every way. I mean, I love everything about you, something like that. I mean, I wouldn't, if Welly was a movie star, my husband, I don't know that I would want him to repeat one of his lines. I mean, that's like marrying Julia Roberts and having her be like, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy. As he was like, I heard you say that in another movie. Does that kill the buzz at all?
No, I mean, that's not the only couple that did get hitched this summer. Rossi and Wellington.
We did! Oh, look at us!
Your wedding was beautiful! And there I am.
Look at her.
I was the flower girl. It was such an honor. If someone was to say something romantic to me, I'd be like, I just got you, like, a lifetime's free supply on Grubhub.
That's what you want?
Yes, that's what I want.
That's the most romantic thing someone could say to you.
The most practical thing someone could say to me.
Can I just sing your praises for a second, though? Because no. I know my wedding wasn't about you. It was about me, thank you. But, and my husband, Welly. But you talked about how you were going to be the flower girl. We said it here on the air. And I thought it was sort of like a joke, right? And then she kept saying she was going to do it. And then she showed up to the wedding. And you know, not you were there before the wedding, in the wedding, after the wedding, and on my marriage certificate, the witnesses, you have to have two of them. It's my best friend, Nikki Boyer, and Drew Barrymore. I love you.
I also stole your friend's shoes, but that's another topic. Ross, your story.
Okay, oh, I love her. All right, guess what? An important safety warning next for America's drivers. Listen to this story. Mm. The takeout reports there was a huge spill on I-80 in California, 150,000 juicy tomatoes. Look at that. Whoopsies. A truck carrying 50,000 pounds of the fruit or the vegetable. What is tomato?
Actually, I can tell you.
Please.
Funny enough, I just found this out at a farm stand this weekend. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Somewhere over 100 years ago, there was a Supreme Court case about tomatoes. And they deem them a fruit because tomatoes have ovaries.
Oh, say what?
I learned it at a farm stand.
Wow. Okay. Then I guess I'm not a fruit. Well, the point is, this truck, 50,000 pounds of tomatoes crashed into a median. They went all over. Thankfully, everyone was okay, but it was a slippery mess for a little while. And then listen to this. 36 hours after the tomato incident, there was an Alfredo incident. A truck carrying jars of Alfredo sauce crashed on I-55 in Tennessee, making drivers hungry for miles. Can I just say, if I was there, I'd be like, can a Mack truck just full of macaroni drive by?
I really do feel like we need pasta and a fork, and then we are good to go. Because I would just sit there on the road and twirl.
Oh, you would. You love pasta so much.
I love pasta so much, if it dropped all over the floor, I'd be like the Friends episode. I would just be eating it. I would, 100%.
I believe you.
All right, next, we love a good old-fashioned debate. And at the desk, I've got a fresh one. Mm. Here's the question. Do you refer to your romantic partner as your best friend?
Ooh, that's interesting.
I hear a lot of no's.
Huh.
That's really interesting because a writer at ID has a real bone to pick with you if you do think that your boyfriend or partner or girlfriend or lover is a best friend. Okay, when they say people post about their partner online and say quotes like, I'm so lucky I'm marrying my best friend, it's unfair in two ways. First, it's a disservice to your platonic best friends. And second, it's unfair to your partner. One person cannot be all things for you. So that's their take, Rossi. How do you feel about this?
You know what? I couldn't agree more.
Really?
I don't call Wellington, my husband, my best friend, because I have best friends. And it's very different. I didn't quite understand it until I was married, but it feels different being married. There's a different connection with your spouse, I think. I go to my best friends for different things than I would go to my husband for. And I think you have to respect how different they are and honor them as such.
I think so. Totally agree.
Yeah, really.
You know who's my new best friend in life?
Who?
Me.
What?
Yeah.
This is fun. When did you decide this?
I don't know. Just like at some point, like in my 40s, I've always been good at being alone. Mm. But it just, something really clicked with me. Like, I give all these titles and I put so much into every one of my relationships. I foster every garden, but here I am, like, overgrown and not, you know, like, I know where everybody went.
Yeah, I'm like.
I need to be tended to. Never mind. You know what? I want to know what you think about if you should refer to your partner as a best friend. Let us know on Twitter at Drew Barrymore TV. Ross, your story.
Okay. All right. Well, finally, we want to leave you with a story that's going to make your heart soar. It's about an amazing woman named Camelia Zarca. She started as a flight attendant for Hawaiian Airlines way back in 1992. But then she went to flight school. And in 1999, they hired her again as a pilot, making her the first Tongan woman to captain a commercial airline flight. And there's more. And now, USA Today reports Captain Camelia just hit another milestone, flying a Boeing 717 with her daughter, Maria, in the cockpit as her first officer.
Can you believe this?
And now they are the first mother-daughter flight crew in Hawaiian Airlines history. And there's more. Camelia's younger daughter, Kamana, is also in the pilot pipeline, and she is in flight school right now. So stay tuned. It's a whole family line.
And, you know, women only make up somewhere in the average of 8% of the pilots in commercial airline industries. And I think that this potential triple generation is just such a force to be reckoned with. This story really, really spoke to me. I absolutely loved it.
Me too. We went from flying the friendly skies to flying the family skies.
Oh,
congratulations.
No!
I loved it.
And that's Drew's News. After the break, my culinary BFF, Pilar, is here. And the one chef approved foolproof tip, you're going to want this. It's to cooking the best pasta of your life. Manja, manja. Yes, yes, don't go anywhere.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Exactly. See, this is how girlfriends roll. You're going to go to the hottest restaurant, pull back the curtain, and gather tips from the best chefs in the biz, Pilar.
It's a hard job, Drew, but somebody has to do it.
Well, nobody better than you because you speak the language. I mean, you are so enlightened, so educated, so sophisticated, and yet you break it down into cool, attainable ways. So I'm really excited about these segments.
So am I.
All right, the first of many. This is Pro Tips with Pilar.
How are you feeling?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell us about the place you went, Pilar.
All right, so I went to a very new hotspot in New York City called Arthur and Sons and met with Chef Joe Isidore.
That is so cool. Let's take a look at this.
Welcome to Arthur and Sons.
Basil. Some olive oil.
Ready? We're gonna plate.
I'm with the chef and founder of Arthur & Sons, Joe Isidore.
That's me.
You're taking New York City by storm. You're taking social media by storm. You're a Michelin awarded chef. You've been dreaming this up for quite some time. And you're a third generation chef.
Third generation. This is what we do. The Isidore's been slinging chicken parm and penne vodka since 1954, right here in New York City. My father used to say, some people lay brick, some people fix shoes. We cook.
What's behind the rose?
My grandmother had a rose bush. Every good Italian's got to do a little nod to their grandmother.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the menu.
The menu consists of old school red sauce classics. Chicken parmesan, spicy rigatoni alla vodka, spaghetti tomato basil, and we do have a famous dish, the eggplant stack.
What is one cooking tip that you want to give Drew and our viewers that they can practice at home to make the best pasta?
Two simple tricks. One, salt your water.
It does not
taste like the ocean, it's not salty enough. If you think you didn't put enough salt in there,
it's not salty enough.
A lot of salt.
Any pasta that you cook, if it says 10 minutes, cook at 9, and then do the last minute in the pan, in the sauce, to get that perfect al dente and incorporate all the flavors of the sauce in the pasta.
I am super excited to try the food.
Let's do it.
This is a real hard job.
And as we say here at Arthur & Sons, now we can.
That sauce is amazing. The pasta is perfectly cooked, and I cannot wait to take this tip back to Drew.
I love that this is like where foodies and hipsters go, but Joe just seems so cool and authentic.
Chef Joe and his team were amazing. They fed us really, really well, and they gave us this really brilliant tip. And the reason why I love this tip is because even Chef Joe is like super decorated as a chef. He brought it down to the fundamentals to make the best pasta you can at home. So you have this really beautiful, cohesive, super sexy dish.
Well, I'm really excited because after the commercial break, we're going to put this pro tip to use. And Pilar has got a pasta dish with some kick. I'm just mad that it's after the commercial because, as you can see, I'm very ready for this. Find out what you're making for dinner tonight right after this.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Drew Kruer, Pilar Valdez, and she learned how to make pasta from nuns when she was 9 years old. That's her fun fact. Pilar, how did that come about?
So they actually taught me how to make pizza, and we had family friends that were nuns, and I was nine, and they taught me how to do it. And then I told my mom I want to become a nun because I thought that's all they did all day, cook, eat, and make pizza. That was like my heaven.
Yeah, that is kind of your heaven. Really? Well, before the break, Pilar got this amazing tip to cook pasta 1 minute less than the package says. And what are you going to make with that pro tip right now, Pilar?
Okay, so what we're going to do today is a rigatoni with a spicy vodka sauce.
I love a spicy vodka sauce.
I know.
So much. And I've never made one.
Well, now is your chance, Drew. So in the pan, we have some onions that we've sweated out and a little bit of tomato paste.
When do you put the tomato paste in with the onions?
So the onions you start first, and then basically you let that go for like 3 or 4 minutes until they're like translucent. And then you do the tomato paste and you let that go for another like 4 minutes. So this is a really quick sauce. Drew, you're just gonna keep stirring. I'm gonna try not to splatter you. So after the tomato paste have gotten like kind of sticky and caramelized, then you're gonna add your whole canned tomatoes. We've got some, you can mash those up a little bit.
I can.
Yeah, go for it, gently, watch.
I know. I wore white today, which was just perfect.
Bold choice.
Yeah.
Calabrian
chilies. It's the premiere show day.
Yes.
So I figured, you know, I should wear something and celebratory. And then I found out we're doing the red sauce. So I was like, well, you know, whatever. Let's do this.
All right. So you got your red sauce. We put Calabrian chilies and hot pepper flakes. So two kinds of chilies.
I love a Calabrian.
And then you're going to do the vodka. And you basically let that go.
Vodka?
That's the vodka. And you basically let that go for about 10 minutes to simmer everything off. And then as soon as the tomatoes break down, you're gonna blend it with some heavy cream. And that—
Bring on the cream.
That is what you get over here for your spicy sauce. That's why it has that bright orange color. So Drew, we're gonna hop on over here. So that's this sauce blended with some cream. Look at that. So it's nice and hot. And this is Chef Joe's tip, right? So what you're gonna do, there we go, is add your undercooked pasta to it. So Drew, I'm gonna shake. I'm gonna add that undercooked pasta into it. So you keep stirring.
Okay.
There we go, I'm gonna shake. And then I have a little bit of the salted pasta water. I like to do a little bit at a time because I wanna get it to the consistency that like I want it at. And then a little bit more of fat.
Butter,
you could do olive oil if you wanted. I'm gonna swap tools with you, Drew, actually. And it's like you're making scrambled eggs a little. Shake the pan back and forth, and you're stirring everything around, trying to emulsify and get those noodles coated. It's gonna be a little messy, that's fine. And then, Drew, the last thing to finish off this dish, so we're cooking it for 1 more minute in the sauce until the noodles are perfect. I'm gonna turn it off. And Drew, I'm gonna swap this. So you wanna do this step off the heat, okay? Because if you if you put cheese in your hot pasta,
it melts and it gets stringy and yucky.
Really
Does anyone
gluey.
Know this?
Don't
Does
do it.
Does everyone know this? I did not know this until I learned the hard way on this show with Giada De Laurentiis.
This is your second chance. Come on, Drew, grade in on it.
And if it wasn't for second chances, I wouldn't be here.
That looks beautiful. And then I think we're done, and I'm gonna plate up.
And a word to somebody who might be watching, my best friend, Cameron Diaz. I hate that she has a name you recognize, but she has Parmigiano. Parmigiano, Parmigiano, Parmigiano. It's a weird thing that we do. She's coming on the show.
Is she really?
Yes.
I love that.
Just very soon.
Do you want some chili flakes?
I would love some chili flakes. Whatever
right.
it takes to get this in
there
my mouth.
There you go. Rigatoni with a spicy vodka
sauce.
Oh,
my God. Cheers.
Cheers.
I love you. I've waited all day for this. Ooh. That is some good pick. A really nice heat and kick to it, not too much,
mm-hmm.
enough to tingle the palate. This is a real treat. Yeah.
And the noodle. I mean, the noodle with it, the undercooking it, 4 minute, and finishing it in your sauce. Don't cook your pasta and just dump the sauce. Finish it in the pan, and it's just gonna be this beautiful, luscious dish.
I'm gonna also say one more thing. In an argument for rigatoni, which is every time I put one of these noodles in my mouth, there mm-hmm. is sauce on the inside. So I'm getting, that's like a fusilli. You want a pasta that really wraps the sauce.
Yeah.
Paula, I love you so much. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, next, we're gonna trade out spicy pasta for a spicy, intimate conversation with none other than Katy Perry.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Tomorrow, I just got to visit Katy Perry in Las Vegas on the set of her residency show, Play. We got into all of it. I mean, family, career, being a mom to her daughter, Daisy. We even climbed up these giant toilet bowls that are part of her set. And like the toilet paper is the stairs. It turns out it's a lot harder to climb than it looks. And then while we were up there, I was really surprised because she actually spilled the tea on a little story that I couldn't believe I was getting some details on. I'm talking about this moment. Anyway, it's an all new Drew with my fellow California girl, Katy Perry. So thank you, Katy Perry. We make this show for you, everybody. So take it with you.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.